Namaste. My name is Wisimra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak why we can't quit our bad habits. Why? The American Center or the Center of Prevention of Diseases had found out that 50% of the deaths in the USA is caused through an unhealthy lifestyle, through smoking, and through too much drugs, like drinking alcohol. And that doesn't make sense, that we still keep our bad habits. So 18% is just for smoking, 60.6% is just unhealthy lifestyle. This means no sport and eating junk food. And 3.5% is drinking liquor. It doesn't make sense. So, why is it so? We all want to feel good or comfort. And then we have a bad habit, and through this bad habit, we feel good, and our body is producing dopamine. And this is this feel good hormone, dopamine. And we have hardwired it to our feeling good or comfort. Because we have repeated again and again our bad habit. In normal case, we're getting a reward for everything what we're doing, or we expect such things. And then we get it through this bad habit, like smoking. We want more. We want to feel more happiness, feel more this good feel good hormone. And so this, we're getting indulged in our bad habits more and more and more, and wiring harder and harder in our brain our bad habit, like eating junk food, drugs, and so on, and be lazy, seeing TV. The next point is just social proof. We are together with our friends who are indulged in the same bad habit. And we see other people and who are indulged also in this bad habit. And then this validates that everything is okay. We say, okay, just one time more, we will quit next week. It doesn't matter. It will not hurt us if we do it just this week more, and so on. And in the long term, we find good examples like Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones. We will see how great he can dance. And he had taken so much drugs, and I take only a little bit drugs. I don't smoke so much like him. And we keep that bad habit. We have a bad consciousness to keep our bad habit. And we like to suffer And then we have this bad consciousness to be indulged in this bad habit. And then we feel bad about us. We have a bad consciousness and we like to suffer. And you think that it's not possible. I look around you, 89% of the population like to suffer and feel bad, no? Because then they feel something. And again, we keep in this bad habit. And now comes the worst thing, and I was wondering all the time why. The people rationalize this, or they're saying, okay, yeah, I like to stop smoking, and you can discuss all the things with them. How to do it is easy, and say, yes, yes, I can do it, no problem, but they don't do anything. This is the worst case. They have given up to change or to break their bad habit. Thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.